This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Thursday, the 19th of November. By the time we finish the week, if you look at your calendar, we'll be two-thirds of the way through the month of November. A week from today is Thanksgiving. Cock-a-doodle-doo. No, that's who does cock. Well, roosters do cock-a-doodle. Those are chickens, though. Although, isn't the governor of California, Jennifer, want you to buy a chicken instead of a turkey? Chickens for everyone.
The mayor of L.A. says, yeah. Buy chickens instead of chickens.
Have we figured out why yet? I wasn't quite sure after.
Why? Because they're smaller.
Oh.
Of a gathering, right. Chickens instead of turkeys.
Chickens instead of turkeys, so you can only feed so many people. What happens if you have the balsam to buy two chickens? You can feed twice as many people.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of funny, chickens. There's some funny memes going around on the internet. And one of them is the iconic picture of the O.J. Bronco, you know, with all the chase.
Right.
And basically they said, just came home with a turkey that feeds 12 to 14. So a lot of people are making jokes about that. And there's a little bit of pushback because California's been given a travel advisory.
Yeah.
Because the governor has lost his power to give executive orders, so now he gives travel advisories, and he says, don't go anywhere for Thanksgiving. But he is getting a lot of pushback for the dinner, and we've talked about it here on this program, the dinner he did at the French Laundry.
Yeah.
And he did it. Well, there were pictures.
You know, it's insulting to people who are obeying the rules, to people who have lost their businesses, to other restaurants that can't reopen. Like, that's just, to me, that should just be, like, if he runs for president someday, I hope that comes back up, because that's just, I find that, like, offensive. And even as someone on his side of the aisle, I think it's stupid and offensive.
Yeah, a lot of people are feeling like that. And there were pictures that were released yesterday. So at first it was an article from the San Francisco Chronicle that started this. That was last Friday. But now the pictures came out. And the governor said, I followed all of the rules. And his apology said, I followed all of the local rules. And, yeah, it didn't look great, but I did follow the local rules. Well,
who believes that stuff?
Well, here's what's funny. So apparently the people, when they released the photos, they said, the people in the restaurant said that they were so loud they had to shut the door on them. Huh. Now, they were supposed to be dining outdoors because that's what you're supposed to do in California, and they had to shut the door on them? So to me, it sounds like he just got caught actually dining not only with a big group of people from multiple households, but he got caught dining indoors as well. So, It's kind of, people are just
sounds like a podcast enough. In and of itself.
Yeah, and then you've
got
what
our leaders do.
You've got the California legislature that right now is in Maui because all the lobbyists sent them there for their annual trip, which you would think maybe postponed like everything else this year because of COVID, was not postponed, was not canceled. They're all in Maui right now talking about how to reopen because of COVID. It's like, it is just, I think you said insulting, Victoria. It's so insulting. It's just, it's gross. It is so
gross. Surprised Hawaii even allowed that because Hawaii's been really strict about all kinds of travel and
they just
and
opened up
quarantining.
I'm sure
you saw this. You probably saw this too, right? Britney Spears is there now for her birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's looking like a zombie on the plane, but whatever. That's a separate story. It's just, I feel sorry for Hawaii because they did everything right, and now they've got all these yahoos flying around going, let's all go to Hawaii. It's just, it's so stupid.
What to believe and what not to believe. All right, so some other things with regard to COVID. The FDA has said that it is approving the first COVID self-testing kit for home use. So how does that work? Anybody seen one of these things made by
Lyrica? You do the nasal swab. I haven't. Yeah. No, I mean, the rapid tests that don't work, which, those are saliva tests.
Yes.
And these are actually the nasal swab, so I'm hoping that these have a lot more accuracy. But we don't really know yet until, people get a hold of them. But it give you results within 30 minutes, which is a great thing because, you know, the world can kind of get back to normal. You wake up, you take a test, 30 minutes later you're negative, you go to work or you go to school or whatever.
I think the world is getting closer to going to be, you know, that's one of the things that I think about with regard to social media and the news media and that sort of thing. They're going to lose their grip on fear because people are going to begin to realize, and they already have started to realize, remember the conversation we had with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I think yesterday, as to the, and I told you about what I experienced with the thoracic surgeon on Tuesday, the fact that the number of cases that are serious are way down, not to practically zero, but certainly way down from what they were in March and April and May. The severity, number of people getting this, yeah, depending on the measurement, the mask thing is working in some places, but last night I had my sister's birthday party and some of the people that were there were talking about the arrogance of the, as a matter of fact, my brother-in-law's daughter, who's a wonderful kid named Chelsea, said, she's not going, she's 31, and she lives in the city, and she's always being asked to go to parties and to go to things for, with people who are at work. She's actually working at in the office, but she has been very, I don't know if conservative is the right word about it, but the right way to reference it, but she's been responsible, let's put it that way, because I think that's what it is, and that's what she thinks it is, and she says that most of her friends her age are not, and they are the cause of the problem, and she finds it disgusting. Now, this group, she works interestingly enough, in a medical laboratory doing research. She has a doctorate in some kind of medical research. She's one of those smarty pants that, you know, she actually knows what this stuff is all about. And the people that she's working with even are not following or conforming to, not the rules, but to common sense. They all know the way to make sure that this doesn't happen to each other. But yet they have parties every weekend. And she said it's the 19 to 31-year-olds that are making a mess of all of this.
It's funny that you say that because I was listening to a story yesterday about California because California is shutting down again. And, you know, everything's not that we were ever open, but shutting down whatever was open and curfews and all this junk, which just doesn't make any sense. But
not at all. No.
The story was that the big group of spike is 18 to 29-year-olds. And that what they tend to be, that what they're doing, and I didn't realize this, and it's so dumb, is that on Fridays, they register, they get a test, or, you know, on Thursday, they'll get a test. They'll get their results by Friday. Then they go out and do whatever they want on the weekends, and then they come back and start all over again on Monday. So that's not necessarily how it
works.
That's
not how it works.
And it's not even that there's things that they can do, but they're just getting together usually in, like, house party situations because there's no bars. There haven't been bars in California. There's nothing. I mean, so they're just finding places and things to do all on their own, I guess.
It's crazy.
3 million people. Go ahead.
I was just going to say really quickly, Lewis and I went, our hairstylist booked a double appointment for us yesterday, so it was just, you know, us with my hairstylist, and she has two kids who are twins, who are 12, and she didn't want them to go trick-or-treating because she just, you know, she was like, look, I'll buy you candy. It's not worth it. And sure enough, you know, some other mother was like, no, it's fine. We're going to take all the kids trick-or-treating. Well, she takes her dopey husband who has a fever, and so all these kids from other households, they're all trick-or-treating together. Sure enough, they all got COVID. The whole school shut down for 2 weeks. And she said, luckily, her kid wasn't that close with the group, and so her kid didn't get it. But she said for 2 whole weeks, she's a single mom. She runs her salon. She's doing one client at a time. And she has 2 12-year-old kids who are at home by themselves, supposedly homeschooling. She said she has to run back and forth to the house, you know, to check on them because the house is a mess. They're by themselves. She doesn't have any help, and she's got to run her business. And all because this dopey mother insisted that Halloween had to happen. I mean, it's people are so stupid and selfish. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, we've lost common sense. Everybody is so damn selfish and self. I mean, look at the politicians.
Well, it sounds like Halloween really could have happened. It's the problem is that the guy had a fever.
It's the stupid people. And he wasn't wearing a mask. Yeah.
And
the mother.
Then
he knew it. Yeah. He knew he didn't feel well. It's just, it's crazy.
3 million people now supposedly are contagious. That's the latest stat from some of the infectious disease experts. The number is larger than the official count case, or case count, that too. That's based on those who have tested positive. We have lines here of people in our town that are going to get tested pretty much all day long. There are three or four different places down. You can go get a test, and they're getting people getting tested. So anyway, that's 1% of the population, if you haven't figured it out yet, equal to the number of public school teachers in the entire country, number of truck drivers, if you want to have some sort of assimilation. So if the University of Michigan's football stadium were packed with a random selection of people from our country, about 1,000 of them would be contagious right now. So that's an interesting way of looking at it. 1% of the population. So who is it? Is the person next to you? Is the person in front of you? Behind you? There's no way really of knowing if they haven't been tested or they have no signs, but they still have, or symptoms, but they still have, you know, they may have it. Mask, mask, mask. So one of the fatalities here is the Mardi Gras. Next year, 42 years they have had these parades, but nothing next year. I think this is way too early to call. Doesn't it happen? And when is Mardi Gras? April?
Well, it starts March, January 6th.
That's so,
right. Oh, right, right.
Well, yeah,
right.
But this is the carnival, the 12th night that they canceled. That begins January 6th. Yeah. So, but yeah, the whole season of Mardi Gras has a bunch of different things. Like, this is a Catholic holiday, so yeah. that will still have the church part of it, but they're just not going to do the big parades. I think as for actual Mardi Gras that we think of, which is, you know, like Jen said, in February, they're going to do some sort of virtual thing, probably smaller crowds or smaller gatherings.
All right.
It has to happen in some way.
Yep. We got to get back. You have to really start trying to figure out how to get back and stop believing what you see on Facebook. And again, that party last night for my sister, we talked a lot about social media. And
people have created habits for themselves, and I think, I don't know, it's going to be tough to get back to whatever normal was.
Well, I mean, depending, talking about normal, living a life that's not full of fear. Maybe that's the way of putting it under that circumstance. Here's something that will help you out a lot. To reduce the concerns that you have, thanks to the folks at Calitrin. Right now there is a fabulous opportunity for you to get onto the program of losing weight, Calitrin's annual Thanksgiving sale. So if you want to have a happy Thanksgiving, get on this right now at Calitrin. The team there loves to eat, as we all love to eat, in the kitchen, making breakfast like you are, and lunch and that sort of thing. The kitchen at home, maybe you'll have chickens, maybe you'll have turkeys, whatever it is. But the holiday eating season doesn't mean you have to put on weight. There's an amazing sale going on right now at toploss.com. When you order the proven 90-day supply, you get another 90-day supply without having to pay for it. That would be free. The sale qualifies for the no-interest monthly payment plan that they have. So go to toploss.com. And use the discount code, the checkout code, DJV, for those savings. Big deal. It's a way those of you who want to, and most, by the way, most of the people at Calitrin have been on the program. Most of them have been overweight, and they have exercised, you know, and gone through the program. But if you just go to toploss.com, you see all the reviews from people, the science behind it. Put your best foot forward. Go to toploss.com. Get on a program, lose the weight, and keep it off through the holidays. That'd be cool. Through early next year. It's toploss.com. Check out with the discount code DJV.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl and all
that. Tina Fey on the top of the music news. Here as we get started with that portion of our program in this hour. 23 after on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Apparently, Tina's going to host a one-night-only The Best of Broadway on the 10th of December on NBC. Interesting, because they have already, NBC's announced their season, all the regular shows are back, and they're already saying, okay, we'll be back in January, because they're going to fill up, nobody watches TV, the closer it gets to Christmas, it seems that there are fewer people watching. This is a two-hour special.
Yeah, I heard fans of This Is Us, which is also on NBC, I heard they're really upset because three episodes aired and now they're on a hiatus. Three episodes.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody's not thinking too well in NBC. Anyway, so let's see some of the featured Broadway shows that will be in this show. The cast of Chicago, Jagged Little Pill, Mean Girls, Rent. Rent still playing? Wow.
Yep.
Ain't Too Proud, Life and Times of the Temptations, and more. Feature performances by Kelly Clarkson, Patti LaBelle, and Brett Eldridge. Appearances made also by Jake Gyllenhaal, Lance Bass, Kristen Bell, John Stamos, Billy Porter, Billy Gallagher, Vanessa Williams. That's an interesting eclectic group.
I haven't seen Vanessa Williams in a long time.
I know.
She's
a great voice.
Woman.
She's gorgeous. Yeah.
Good-looking woman. Events will benefit Broadway Cares and Equity Fights AIDS, both of them supporting the Actors Fund. NBC will also be making a donation to this organization. Says they, with Broadway being crippled by current events, it's never been more vital to showcase these incredible performers and remind audiences of their extraordinary talents for when they return to the stage, which hopefully will be... I see something.
They said
yesterday.
June 1st.
Did they? Really?
Yeah. As of right now, it's June 1st.
I saw something yesterday. I'm trying to remember what the source of it was, because Victoria's always asked me, where did you get that?
Fact check.
Yeah. It was something about concerts and when they will start and, you know, how you can plan ahead because there's going to be so much pressure. And the tickets, no matter, even if it's a mediocre concert, they all get sold out because everybody wants to go to concerts again.
Yep.
And they're seemingly aiming for Easter. for some of this stuff. That's what it looked like to me outreach from this company. All right, up next here, 25 and change after the hour, Chris Stapleton, known to be a man of few words, which is what makes his new song, Watch You Burn, so surprising, at least to some of his fans. Over the course of 4 minutes, Stapleton allows himself to get really angry as he recounts the shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas. Remember that? 60 people got killed. He sings, quote, only a coward would pick up a gun and shoot up a crowd trying to have fun. Let's see if we can hear that lyric line. Crack it up.
You have, like, such a knack.
I have a talent. Fine. We're not there.
I play instrumental parts of every song.
Anyway, so he then, after singing that, moves quickly on to a karmic promise guaranteeing the gunman he's going to get your turn in the chorus. Devil gonna watch you burn.
Here you go, here you go.
I beg of you, don't you go too far. Just know this, let it give you pause before you melt out your bonds. Or pull the trigger and it's time to go. It's gonna get your time.
Get your time. And Stapleton admits the lyrics, that he wasn't there on that night. But many friends were, and he says that's enough for him to take this particular subject matter on.
I'm sorry, that's weird. What?
Yeah, I don't want to celebrate that. I understand.
No, the fact that he'd write the song, I didn't think he was there. He wasn't.
It's called opportunism. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When California hired Joe Capp as head coach in 1982, the former Pro Bowl quarterback often let players make up plays with random laterals at the end of practices. That fun way of blowing off steam actually made its way into the Cal playbook. Down 2019, with 4 seconds left to rival Stanford, what ensued was a five lateral, 57-yard touchdown play concluding in the Stanford band, which had taken the field. Known simply as the play, it closed out a wild 7-4 season for Cal.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetter, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment product.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As trust in the 2020 election continues to erode, a Reuters poll shows over 32 million Republicans believe the election was marred with fraud. Political consultant Dick Morris tells Newsmax, Georgia election officials are intentionally blocking transparency.
The problem in Georgia is that the state will not give us the list of people who voted. And they have that, and they will not turn it over to us. And we need that list to be able to call those people and find out if A, they're alive, and B, if they actually voted.
Mr. Morris believes the recount in Wisconsin will be more transparent.
Let me just say about Wisconsin that I have a good deal of confidence that recount, unlike the others, will be honest, because the rules were set in place by Republican Governor Scott Walker.
Dick Morris claims Georgia election results may well be overturned as more sworn affidavits of voter irregularities from poll workers surface. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A prominent shooting sports group says if former Vice President Joe Biden becomes president, his policies will be very unfriendly to gun owners. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
At least 20 million rifles and 150 million ammunition magazines would be caught up in the sales ban and registration scheme Joe Biden touted on the campaign trail. According to the National Shooting Sports Federation report, the new taxes would cost Americans more than $34 billion. Biden wants to ban the new sale of AR-15 rifles and similar firearms, as well as any ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds, sizes that come standard on most modern rifles and handguns. Biden also talking about a National Firearms Act, which would require gun owners to pay a $200 tax stamp for each item. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The New York Mets will be without superstar second baseman Robinson Cano for the entire 2021 season. Major League Baseball announcing Wednesday that Cano had tested positive for a banned performance-enhancing drug, resulting in Cano's second PED suspension. Cano missed 80 games in 2018 while he was with the Seattle Mariners. Cano will also forfeit his salary for the year, missing out on a $24 million payday. And the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers are the latest pro sports team to announce they were laying off employees. Many teams, including the Dodgers, have cited lost revenues because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The gang's all here. DJ Veers, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, about to get into some people in the news. And so Victoria is going down into the story of Naya Rivera's son. I think that's where we begin, yes?
Sure, yeah, this is a big story. So we know actress Naya Rivera, who most famously starred on Glee, she drowned in that lake in California, and her little boy, who's four, managed to get back. She pushed him back onto the boat. He was wearing a life preserver. She was not, and then she drowned in those waters, which apparently there's a pretty strong current there. So on behalf of her little boy, her ex-husband, Ryan Dorsey, has, and along with her estate, they are suing California. They're suing the Ventura County, California, where this, and as well as the United Water Conservation District, and the Parks and Rec and all this stuff. They're suing for wrongful death and negligent infliction of emotional distress. So essentially what they're saying is, and this is kind of bonkers to me, the boat was not equipped with a safety accessible ladder. There was not enough adequate rope. There was no anchor. There was no radio or any security mechanisms to prevent swimmers from getting separated from their boat, which is what they think happened. Her boat, they're like these pontoon boats, and they move very easily if they're not anchored. And so they think that she struggled to get back to the boat. and after drifting away. They also said that the boat didn't have any flotation or life-saving devices, which is a direct violation of California law. And they require that all pontoons longer than 16 feet have flotation devices on them. She had a life preserver, like I said, on her son, but she did not have anything on herself. And so the suit also alleges that Lake Piru, does not, this is also crazy, that there isn't a single sign anywhere warning of the lake's strong currents, low visibility, high winds, changing water depths, underwater caves, ledges, drop-offs, trees, brush, all the stuff that's in that water. I don't know why anyone would go to this lake, by the way. It sounds horrible. But they're basically saying that the lake actually has a pretty deadly history. More than 24 people have drowned in that lake since 1959. I don't know how the county is going to win this lawsuit. I think this is going to end up being a very large settlement to make this go away. But
yeah,
it's
I
just
think,
crazy.
I'm sure, because they'll have to pay out. But and I don't know about the signs. I haven't been to this lake in years, so I don't know if there's signage or not. But it's very well known from the people who apparently go there that it's there are treacherous conditions underneath the water because it's a man-made lake. There's a lot of trees, a lot of stuff like that. I guess the argument that I have is, why jump into the water? She jumped in without a life vest, without all, I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's, and I know that that doesn't matter, and I know that they're going to probably hand over all the money to this kid, and that's fine, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't.
But I mean, a lot of people swim there, though, right?
Really, no, and they don't, actually. You don't go there to swim. And it was really, it was odd, though, to me, as someone who has a lot of friends right now with kids, young kids, that you would go and do this trip by yourself.
Right.
One adult with a kid. So I get it. There's probably things that the county could have been doing better, and they should be doing better. But at the same time, what in the heck were you thinking going onto any body of water without two adults present and then jumping into the water? I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of bad, and I'm not saying she deserved it at all because she didn't. This is a tragedy. But, my God, there are a lot of mistakes that were made, too.
Personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Where does that come in? Yep, that's it. All right, so that's
sad.
The... Yeah, that is kind of sad. Sad also, Bobby Brown's son, Whitney Houston's son, right? Isn't
No. They only had one child together. That was Bobby Christina. Bobby Christina tragically drowned in the bathtub, like her mother. She was 22. She died in 2015. This is Bobby Brown Jr. This is his son that he had with Kim Ward, who was only a year older than what Bobby Christina would have been. He was found dead in his home in L.A. They say there's no foul play. It kind of looks like maybe this was a drug overdose. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, to lose two of his seven kids now are gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Lucille Bridges, who's the mother of Ruby Bridges, you know, the civil rights activist, walked with her daughter when she was six, past all those crowds screaming racial slurs. She was the first black student to go to New Orleans Elementary School. That was an all-white school. You know, you think about these things, and when they're having it, it's hard, I think, especially, well, I put us all together, but there's an age thing here, thinking back to how recently, basically, there has been equality, and there still isn't really in some places in our country, but I can remember in 1968, Governor Wallace standing in front of a school saying, "You black kids can't come into this school." That's in my lifetime.
Well, Ruby Bridges is only in her 60s. I think she's like 64 or something, which is bonkers when you think about that.
50
like someone
years or so ago.
Yeah, it's just same it's year. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, anyway, this kind of stuff, it's extraordinary to think about how quickly things have changed, sometimes for the better, sometimes not. Here's a sort of another one of these. We're kind of going down a rat hole here today. Sinbad, remember him? He made a lot of news about 30, 40 years ago. I think it was the early 90s. Yeah, yeah. The early 90s.
Like 40 years ago. No.
Well, 30 some odd years ago. Sinbad.
Oh, well, I guess we are old. He did.
I mean, yeah, but
yeah,
it makes it sound like it was a lot longer ago. But yeah, okay.
Right. In the 90s.
He's big in the late mid to late 90s. He was
right.
Huge.
Yeah. Anyway, his real name is David Atkins, and it's become known that he had a stroke. And I saw a picture of him yesterday. What a you look at him from the way he used to look, he was always kind of heavy, and he was kind of a, you know, a guy that was, he was different. And he'd been in a number of films. Just kind of went off. A stroke, listen, there's no way that there's a pleasant experience that comes out of that. So his family said thanks for the love and support. So I don't, he's 64, got a couple of children. So what actually, there's nothing that I've seen about what really is going on with him. He's had a stroke, so then what do you
he's
know
about?
He's in
recovery about? Now. Apparently he's,
what does it look like? Right.
Yeah, yeah, I don't right. know what the future holds, but yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Here's something maybe that you, the thing about movies from that era, I think, when was the first Home Alone? That was in the 90s, wasn't it?
First
Home Alone movie?
Hmm? Right around 1990, maybe. Yeah, I don't right. know. It was, let's see, Home Alone.
Well, so isn't there, there's a reboot, Chuck Curry, our movie guy, always calls them reboots, as a new Home Alone.
1990, look at me, nailing it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. Original Home Alone film was where Macaulay Culkin got his star, where he got his start kind of as a child actor. So he returned for a cameo in the new Home Alone, and he got paid $2.5 million for it.
Nice.
Nice work if you can
it's
get it.
The first time he's worked in a long time. I don't think he's done much since Home Alone.
He's done a little like indie stuff.
Didn't he have
stuff.
A lot of trouble? Like, wasn't he?
A long time ago, he had some recreational drug stuff he got busted for, but I think he's been fine since then. He's just, you know, he's not someone who does a lot of, he does a lot of indie stuff. I've seen him in some projects where he's actually really good, and, yeah. but, you know, he's...
So he is a good actor, in your
yeah.
opinion.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it, for $2.5 million for a cameo, that's... Wow, that's
nice
so,
work.
You know,
if you can get it,
right?
You can get it if you try.
Well, the,
in a moment.
The cute thing about this too is the new reboot is going to be the little boy Archie Yates, who was in Jojo Rabbit. He played Jojo's best friend, the little chunky boy with the glasses. He's
oh
the
yeah,
new Kevin. Yeah, he's adorable. He's the new Kevin McAllister, and Ellie Kemper, who was played Kimmy Schmidt, and she was also in The Office. She's going to be the mom. So it, I think it might be cute.
Yeah. Okay. In a moment. We say goodbye, Jennifer, to a WWE icon. That's up next year. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, you and your pillow. All right, we're all together, this intimate kind of conversation, and now our attention focuses to what goes on in the sack. The My Pillow beds, and they really are beds because you build from the, I guess they don't offer the frame, but you get mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets, pillows. Right now is the best time of the year for you to get almost anything in the MyPillow catalog. But I'll give you an example. You can get a standard, queen, or king-size premium MyPillow, because they have the regular ones and they have the premium ones, for $40 off the normal price. That is two-thirds less than you would normally have paid for this item. So now, I would think most people think, okay, I guess if I need pillows, now's the time to buy. Yep. Not only are you getting the lowest prices, but you're getting a guarantee that lasts until March. That's the decision the folks made at MyPillow to give you even more of a good deal. So check it out at MyPillow.com, along with all the other great things that are guaranteed to make you the most comfortable in terms of being in the sack, in bed, getting a good night's rest. MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the DJV discount code, the promo code, in order to get this $40 savings. That's MyPillow.com. Use discount code DJV when you check out.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Hi, Jennifer, you ready for this?
Ready.
The Undertaker is hitting the road.
I know.
I just asked you if you knew who it was, and you said no, you didn't.
I forgot. But he's really retiring this time.
Started in November of 1990, decided he's... How does a wrestler last that long? That would be my question.
He's incredible. I mean, he has had a very, very, very long career. He's got to be in his 60s.
At least. Imagine how many times he's been thrown off the ropes or been jumped on, beaten up.
He's 55.
Yeah, so he started when he was 25. That's about right. Yeah. All right, what's his real name? Anybody know?
Mark
The Undertaker.
Calloway.
What
mean
is it?
Mean Mark Calloway was what he started as.
Mean Mark Calloway. Mm. All right, this Sunday he gives his final farewell. Bye-bye. So long. Time to
I don't know anything about wrestling, but I know The Undertaker. That's a big name. That's going
to
be...
He used to be so scary, like when he'd start and all the lights in the arena would go out and you'd hear dung and the bell would toll.
Okay, good.
The theater of it is fun. I like that about professional
wrestling.
He's
wrestled so long, it's when I used to go to wrestling matches, and his first manager was named Paul Bearer.
That's funny.
Cute. Ice-T. Talking about the next, we were talking about the shows that are going away. They haven't even started Law and Order SVU yet. They're going to premiere on the 22nd, which is what, next Tuesday, I think, right? Isn't that the normal night? When's the normal night for,
I haven't seen new SVU in years. I just always catch those
reruns. Plenty of reruns, man. They're all over the place. That, Chicago PD and Blue Bloods, they're on about four different networks all the time. There's probably a night, there isn't a night that goes by you can't find one of those shows on some different network. So anyway, he's talking about the program living up to the theme that Dick Wolf has always established for these Law and Order shows, ripped from the headlines. And apparently that's really what this season...
A lot of headlines to rip from, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Lots going on.
Yeah, right. How do you like him? I think he's an interesting
character. I love him. I've met him. He is so sweet.
I've heard he's a good guy.
Oh, he's wonderful. Like, he's nothing. I used to be really kind of intimidated by him, you know, because he just, you know, he's a rapper. He's a tough guy. He's very New York, and he looks like he just doesn't take any BS. And then when you meet him, he's like this sweet teddy bear.
Plays Detective Totola on SVU.
Yeah, the one thing I have a complaint about at that show, though, I watched it for the very first time. I've never seen Law and Order ever in my life, and I watched it last week.
Any of them?
Never. I feel like you have to actively try to avoid it.
I've never watched it, so I watched it this
weekend. There's a move afoot to start the original Law and Order over again. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the thing that's annoying. They've incorporated the masks into their show. And they'll
all
be walking. Yeah, so they're walking down like an empty hallway with their mask on. And then they come into a room with people to talk, and they take their mask off.
Yeah,
like,
that's weird.
What are you doing? They have the mask on when they're alone, yet when they're with people, they're like, oh,
all the medical
my
shows
accessory.
So you saw Chicago Med, and that where the Dream Mr. Dr. Dreamy came back.
Oh,
to,
yeah, McDreamy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But apparently it was just a COVID dream that Meredith was having.
Oh, there you go. Santa and Rudolph the Red. Everybody ready to sing this? How many times have you heard it already, even? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I have not heard it yet this season.
That spent 30... What was it, $300,000 for Rudolph and Santa Claus figures used in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special? How much?
The original stop-motion one.
$300,000. Unga bunga. All right. Well, count your cash, boys and girls.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up.
For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings rates on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equals a letter. Blessings in all 50 states. NLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Next up here is Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at your service and on your side with a COVID-fighting tool that you probably have in your phone you didn't even know. Is that right,
true,
Victoria?
That's exactly true, yep. So as we know that the number of cases are surging, and this is the, you know, the second wave that we've been warned about, and right now 100 million Americans actually have the ability to get pop-up notifications from local health authorities when you've spent time near someone who has tested positive for the virus. The problem is, like you said, Doug, not many people know that they already have this technology on their phone. So the exposure notifications only work if you turn them on. There's early evidence that so many people, anonymous smartphone technology, that this actually works, but it only works when people use it. So the alerts use software that's been built by Apple and Google. It's in the iPhones and Android devices, and it detects when people or their phones get into close contact with each other, and if someone has tested positive, then it will give you an alert that you have spent time with someone who has tested positive. Now, I know that a lot of people at first thought that this was an invasion of privacy, but here's the good news. They've actually figured out how to track encounters between people in a way that is completely anonymous, and there is no data storage happening because they're using Bluetooth wireless technology. So they're not using cellular data. So if it was cellular, then it would get stored somewhere. But Bluetooth doesn't get stored anywhere. So in this case, so it actually, the exposure alerts worked for the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. He and his wife had tested positive for the virus in September, and they had it on their phones. They had these alerts working. So all of their staff members then got a notification to stay away from them as soon as they tested positive. So a lot of states are now realizing that this is great technology that can actually really help. This has been used all throughout Europe. They were really way ahead of us. Israel was way ahead of everybody else with this technology. And so in the first few weeks, Colorado's system was activated by 1 million residents, so people there are catching on, which is about 17% of that state population. So the other states are now, 15 states are using this technology. Each state has their own. So wherever you are, you can go onto your iPhone or your Android. You don't even need to download anything. It's right there in your settings. You'll see a little thing that looks like the virus, a little symbol, and it says exposure notifications. All you need to do is just toggle that on, and then you are now part of the system, and you will get notifications if you come in contact with someone. So there are 5 more states now that have announced plans to get onto this program as well, because they're finding that it really does work. So don't be afraid of it, and don't be worried about data privacy concerns. I've done a lot of research on this, and a lot of tech writers have been doing deep dives into the technology and into the code, and there's nothing that's being stored. So you can safely use it. No one's tracking you. It's not a government tracking agency or anything like that, so it is safe.
but
that's a legitimate concern.
It is.
That's a legitimate concern.
Yeah. Too damn much information floating around. Google has announced the end of its free unlimited photo cloud storage. What a surprise. Here's the timeline and the details that you need to know.
The Geek Out. Google's offering of unlimited storage for photos has always had the feeling of too good to be true, and alas, it is coming to an end. First, if you've used Google Photos, the trade-off for all that unlimited space was the data that comprised your pics. But last week, Google announced they were ending the offer, and any photos posted after June 1st of next year would go into a new limited 15-gig bucket of cloud space. Now, Google claims 4 trillion pics are in the storage now, and 28 billion are uploaded daily. So good news, whatever pics you've already uploaded and continue to do so through May of next year will be exempt from the new limit, so get to uploading. If you're a Google Photos user, you need to know about it, so we've tweeted the announcement over at The Geek Out.
We have a special announcement from Dell. They're giving out new doorbusters every weekday and up to $400 off cutting-edge XPS and Alienware machines with Intel Core processors, all with complimentary shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday.
Up next here, Victoria, Twitter rolling out something new.
Yes, it's called Fleets, and these are fleeting tweets. And if you've been on Twitter on your phone and you've seen those bubbles at the top of the screen and you're wondering what they are, that's what they are. They're called Fleets. And just like Instagram and Facebook, they have stolen the idea originally from Snapchat. These are disappearing stories. It's exactly like stories on Instagram. You've got 24 hours. You can put up all kinds of media. You can put up audio. You can put up pictures. You can put out regular tweets, whatever you want to do. And it basically will just hang out in those bubbles for 24 hours for your followers to see. It is essentially, like I said, it's a clone to stories. I'm not sure how Facebook feels about this because Twitter is a totally different company, and they've essentially stolen the entire idea. Eventually, they say they're going to add live broadcasting in at some point, so that'll be the next thing. And essentially, all the social media platforms will be the exact same thing.
All right, there we have it. You've heard it from...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.